Current state here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Star Wars franchise has captured the hearts and imaginations of millions around the world. Episode 7 made $507 million worldwide this past weekend, breaking the opening weekend box office records worldwide and here in the United States. Here in Lansing, there are plenty of diehard Star Wars fans as well. T.J. Buchholz has been a fan since he was a boy. He's now the president of local communications and marketing firm Vanguard Public Affairs. Welcome, T.J.
Good morning.
And Shannon Schmoll, who also grew up on Star Wars, is the director of Abrams Planetarium. Welcome back, Shannon.
Thank you for having me.
It may not be obvious from the outside, both T.J. and Shannon continue to be huge Star Wars fans today. Tell us, how did your obsession with Star Wars start, TJ?
Well, I think my parents were enablers, that's for sure. I saw the original film in the theater when I was about 7 years old and just became hooked on it, and had all the toys and all the pajamas, when the movie came out, my parents sent me pictures of Christmas time of, you know, me opening toys and looking a little crazed, I think. But that love of the franchise has just continued.
And what is it like being a fan today, lo these decades later?
Well, I'm still a collector. And I told somebody the other day that the difference between me then and me now is that I have more disposable income to spend on the toys.
Yeah.
So, but I have my kids are into it, my son especially. So it's kind of a generational thing for us as well. So we were thrilled to see the movie Thursday night.
Shannon, tell us how you became a Star Wars enthusiast.
I would say my dad was also an enabler. He recorded Return of the Jedi off of the TV one day because he was a Star Wars fan and he wanted to have a copy of it. And I found that one summer and just kept watching Return of the Jedi. So I'm one of those few people who loves Return of the Jedi more than any other.
This is kind of cruel, though. The younger generation accusing the older generation of being nothing more than enablers. There is a very definite negative ring. Oh, this is good enabling.
Absolutely.
I understand. tell us a story that demonstrates how big a fan you are, Shannon.
Oh, I think it goes back to the generational thing. Is my husband and I, we have a daughter. She's 2.5, and her first ABC book was from my brother-in-law, and it's Star Wars ABC. So A is for Anakin. It's not for Apple in our house. And she knows how Darth Vader talks or breathes, rather. She goes, whoop. And so we've been passing that on to her, and her favorite thing is her Yoda backpack and things like that. And so we're really excited to share it with her even at this young age, and I'm just hoping that we don't push it too much and then we turn her against it. But
well, the enabling gets passed on from
exactly.
generation to generation, just like a lot of other things. Right. Tell us about your son, TJ.
Well, my son Luke is 16. He attends a local high school. I won't mention the high school, but he and I have watched the video since he was an infant. He's had a lightsaber since the age of 3. He really enjoys the franchise. It's something that he and I do together still, and it's sort of passing the tradition down a little bit to him, and I think that he and I have a lot of arguments about he is a big fan of the prequels, and I think so. I've heard something saying that you enjoy the lightsaber most that you saw at the age of 10. And I think that he is a big fan of the prequels and has been trolling me on this new movie about some internet theories about some characters that he likes. And he's been so strident about it that it makes me kind of want to fight him a little bit.
Mm. Now, do you remember watching a Star Wars movie the first time with your son?
Yeah. In fact, he and I went to Episode 2. He was about 5 or 6, we saw Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and he was mesmerized by it. And I think that kids, ultimately, especially with the prequels, I think they're better designed for kids. And I think he just fell in love with it as a result of that film in the franchise, for sure.
We're talking with T.J. Buchholz and Shannon Schmoll about discovering Star Wars as children and carrying their love for it here into adulthood after the release of Episode 7. Shannon, why do you think it resonates with such a wide audience?
Oh, I think it's just, it's a really interesting and fun story, and it's something that at the time when it first came out wasn't something we had seen so much of. And it's out in space, and you get to see all these different planets. And space, I think, personally, is inherently cool. And so getting to kind of use your imagination and imagine an entirely different universe, essentially, and all the different stories you can tell with that. And the fact that it's also this story of good versus evil, light versus dark, and redemption is something that I think comes up a lot throughout history in terms of storytelling. And so that's just something that I think a lot of people can grab onto.
You ended up at the MSU Planetarium. Mm-hmm. Do you think your early exposure to Star Wars had anything to do with the line of work that you ended up in?
It's possible. It's hard for me to pinpoint it and say it was definitely Star Wars, but I went into physics class in high school and thought that that it was really cool, and I loved physics and understanding how the world worked, but I thought the coolest stuff was out in space. And so why did I think space was really cool? Is space inherently cool? Yes. But did Star Wars influence that thinking that space is inherently cool? Maybe. So I'm sure it had something to do with it.
You've pointed out that the science of Star Wars is actually pretty bad. Can you expand on that?
there's some pretty bad science in there. Empire Strikes Back with the asteroid field. The average distance between asteroids in our asteroid belt is hundreds of thousands of miles, so it's really easy to get through. It's not a good way to evade the Empire. There's no sound in space. That's sort of the classic one, too. And for some reason, that's a new one. I better not say anything.
Okay.
So,
TJ, do you take any elements from Star Wars into your work life?
I think some of that. I'm a big fan of Han Solo, always since I was a kid. And I think some of the idea of as a business owner, you tend to try and be a little mercenary. And you know, try and get paid for your work, but at the end of the day, you become altruistic. You become something more than you thought you were. I think that's a little bit of the work that we do at Vanguard for sure. Most of our clients, I would say, are kind of on the side of the angels, and I think that we like a good underdog, mm-hmm. and like a good cause that you can rally behind. So I think some of that is maybe resonates in an indirect way.
I know a topic of debate among fans is which order the movies should be watched in. Mm-hmm. If you're watching for the first time, what do you think, Shannon?
Well, it's hard to say with the new ones how that's going to affect it, but my husband and I have discussed how we're going to introduce this to our children.
Oh.
And we're saying
an important discussion.
It is. It's very. So 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 6. So then you don't lose the importance of the end of Empire and the revelation there. Then you can go back and understand this character of Vader, and then you come back to Jedi and kind of see his redemption. And so
4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 6.
Yes.
Have you analyzed it to that extent, TJ?
I think it's a really interesting approach to viewing it, because my initial sort of gut reaction is don't watch the prequels, or watch them as an ancillary sort of backstory. Because I'm such a diehard fan of the original, the 4, 5, 6. That they're very well done from a cinematic perspective, and the 1, 2, and 3, they have so many holes and problems in them that I have a tendency not to watch them. But again, it is a source of consternation in my house when Star Wars comes up, because my son is such a giant fan of the prequels.
But see, I'm not a Star Wars guy. Didn't get the Star Wars gene. Full disclosure here and now. I saw one when it first came out. I'm not sure I've seen one since. I'm more of Downton Abbey. It's a totally different way of viewing the universe. But do the movies stand? Are the movies understandable on their own? You're recommending a sequence, Shannon, but can you get adequate context just by watching them randomly? Would you say no?
Well, I would say probably yes, because, like I said, I found Return of the Jedi, and I think that was really my first real exposure was Jedi. And so being able to then go back and watch the other ones, I was able to pick up enough of it just from watching Return of the Jedi that I think it's possible to go in and just get the context.
Well, I think that it's important to understand that Star Wars and how J.J. Abrams is trying to do it is this is sort of the saga of one family. If you really want to boil it down and take all the sort of the flair away from it, it's really the story of one family and its struggle with the dark and the light. That to me is interesting. I strongly believe still that number five, Empire Strikes Back, probably one of the best done science fiction movies in the history of cinematic theater. I say that because you can't. Today, with the internet and social media, trying to spoil things, and you had to be very careful, I think, and still, if you haven't seen the movie, to be ruined with plot details from episode 7, that you can't ever mimic the surprise that the 9-year-old me had in 1980 when I went into the theater and discovered that, you know, that Luke was Darth Vader's son. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the actors didn't know that until the premiere reveal. And for me, that was such a watershed moment in terms of just today can almost replicate the disbelief that came when that happened. But it makes for a good sort of thematic premise throughout the series.
Very briefly, how did Episode 7 compare to your expectations? We don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it. I am going to see this tomorrow night, but how did it compare to your expectations, Shannon?
It was good. I don't want to say too much.
Okay, DJ.
I think it was a terrific film. I think there's a lot to it that even if you're not a Star Wars diehard fan, that you'll enjoy. Mm. The construction is very similar to the other movies that you've seen. And the other thing I'd say is that most of the focus of this new film is on new characters, not necessarily on old characters. So for me, that's exciting as it sort of resets this entire franchise.
You expect the series to continue. It's too successful not to continue,
oh,
isn't it?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I mean, it makes too much money.
We've been speaking with T.J. Buchholz and Shannon Schmoll about what being a Star Wars fan means to them in 2016. Shannon and T.J., thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.